This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Audacy app and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. A little bit later, we'll talk to Mike DeCourcy, actually in about 20 minutes. He covers college hoops. March Madness is right around the corner.
I mean, Mike's been coming on our show since the weekends. Yep. He's been literally coming on our show. Now, he may or may not remember that, but I mean, he's been coming on the show for almost 30 years.
Yes. Wonder how many papers he's... I know he used to work for CBS, right?
Well, Sporting News. Is that
now,
who he's
now? He's Sporting News, yeah.
I think he's been with Sporting News for a long, long time. Maybe it was CBS at one point.
Thought he might have been.
You know, I was just thinking about it. Because I was talking to a buddy of mine who was supposed to fly out to L.A. Last week, and he told me, you know, he just didn't feel like flying after all the incidents, so I think he canceled his trip. I'm flying this week to Orlando. Week after that, or 2 weeks after that, I'm flying to Fort Myers, and then I'm flying to Atlanta. So I'm flying three times in the next month, and honestly, I've gotten over my fear of flying like 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit anxious about flying right now.
I don't blame
after the last few incidents.
Probably should be.
It's the first time I've been anxious since like 9/11. Like that's where I was at sort of a height of anxiety.
I mean, it's recency effect. You've seen some high profile.
Well, the one
crashes.
Here in DC,
I mean, the one right down the street from us for a broadcast.
Unreal. To this day, I still can't even wrap my brain around.
It's hard to comprehend.
And I'm hoping that they have that addressed. But then the one where the wings fell off, I guess, by design. And the plane, you know, where was that one again?
That was in
Canada?
Toronto.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
I mean, even that one is crazy.
Well,
even though nobody...
To me, that was a miracle that everybody walked away and no fatalities.
What's amazing about that is...
Shocking.
That was exactly how the plane was allegedly designed. So the wings would fall off and you would spiral down like a hot dog and it worked perfect. So I guess that should be a good thing. But it's just, I'm nervous flying for the first time in 20 years.
The good thing would be landing the plane without any sort of incident.
Right. Does that ever happen anymore?
That's a major incident.
Does that ever happen?
Flipping the plane over?
I'm sure they're, you know, in Toronto, they deal with it a lot more, but it didn't look like a plane should be landing on that runway.
Right.
I mean,
with all the snow.
All ice.
It just looked like it was 15 inches of snow. Yeah. I didn't get that.
And it came down awfully hard.
Yeah, I don't even think it was the weather or the runway that was the issue. It was the super hard landing
that was the
issue.
Yeah, he just slam dunked that thing. Anyway, just something I'm, you know, pondering in my head here. We're flying out on Thursday to Orlando, but bringing the golf clubs.
Very good. I try to keep my flights to a minimum, absolute minimum.
So I haven't worried about it until now.
So we were talking about the combine being this week. Mm-hmm. Kind of the next big NFL date, which will impact the Commanders, is NFL free agency. the tampering period starts on March 10th. So we're just a couple weeks away from guys signing left and right. The official free agency period is Wednesday, March 12th at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
But we know on March 10th, a lot of people will sign. And one of the questions for the Commanders is, do they re-sign D'Ami Brown? I put it up as our Surfside poll of the day. Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories. We're talking zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's, how important do you think it is to re-sign D'Ami Brown? There are three choices.
Yep.
Very important, somewhat important, or not important at all.
I'm going to go with somewhat important. I'm going to go with the middle ground there.
I think that's probably where I fall
to. I think it's somewhat important. Here's the thing. By most metrics, was he a second-round pick or third-round pick?
He was a third-round pick.
Third-round pick.
Number 82 overall.
He's had 59 catches in 4 years. That's basically a disappointment, I think, by most account. But he has played in 63 of, like, 66 or 67 potential games.
He came on in the postseason. Actually, the last six games.
This year was by far his best.
Yeah. He had 30 catches, which is very pedestrian.
But that was by far his best.
He had 29 in the three seasons prior.
Right.
So he had more in one season than he had in three seasons heading into the
Well, there's reasons.
Bad quarterback. Maybe he's not as good as
better coordinator.
Where he was drafted. He underperformed.
Maybe other guys left.
A bad fit.
other guys got hurt.
You also have to take this into account. Maybe he just didn't earn targets from his quarterback.
But see, D'Ami
Brown wasn't getting open.
He's not going to command huge dollars.
He shouldn't.
So I wouldn't have a problem resigning him.
I mean, with the salary cap going up, I don't know what sort of offer he would get from the Commanders, but I wouldn't think it would be more than $6, maybe $7 million per season. And if it gets above that number,
that's a lot of money for a guy to have 30 catches.
If it gets above that number,
if
someone wants to give him $8 million,
then Adam Peters has to say, "Well, this is getting too rich for our blood. We're going to have to move on."
Let's be real. The reason why he caught 30 catches is because Noah Brown got hurt, so he moved up the depth chart. But I will say this to defend him: all right, 30 catches—that is run of the mill. You can find basically anybody can give you 30 catches in the NFL.
Yeah,
but in the playoffs, he had 14 catches. He had 14 catches for 229 yards and a touchdown. And actually, over his last six games.
Does that include the regular season?
The last three games of the regular season, then the three playoff games, he averaged 4 catches per game. So he had 24 catches in that span. Now, he had 2 fumbles in the playoffs, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So hold on.
I don't think it's that important. I might vote not important because I think you can go out and find anybody else.
Here's the reason why I was going to say this. So he's only had 59 catches. And I do think there's potential and all there. Like, I see big play potential with him. But him playing in 63 games is because he's a special teams contributor. He's a big part of their special teams. And I know we all disrespect it. It's not a glamorous thing. But I do think he's an important part of the team.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Do you think it's important to re-sign D'Ami Brown?
It's that critical.
I don't think anybody's going to say it's important.
Just think about some of the names that he was around in the regular season as far as catches. He was right around the same number as Mac Hollins from the Buffalo Bills, as Curtis Samuel.
Mac Hollins, the guy that doesn't wear shoes?
He's a weirdo. He never doesn't wear shoes. He wears weird outfits to the games.
He had a big catch in the playoffs, though.
Ricky Pearsall, who was a bit of a disappointment as a rookie for the Niners.
Well, he got shot and missed a bunch of games.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just giving you some context.
Just give him out there.
Listen, he's not going to be a star. He's never going to be a star.
He's going to be like a third wideout.
I would think his best year, and I think he's capable of it, he could probably even do it next year, would be 50 catches.
Like 50 would be amazing.
That would be maybe...
If he did four a game,
4 times 16 is what? 4 times
4 17. 4 times 17 is 4... About,
4 times 15 is 68? 60, so it'd be 68.
Yeah.
So I think 50 is a reasonable target for him. Throw in his special teams contributions. I actually think he had a long of 50. I actually think he has big play potential.
He does.
But maybe
that's his only asset.
I don't know. What did he make last year? Like, what is a guy off his
probably
rookie
not,
contract?
I mean, third rounder. He probably didn't make a lot of money.
Like,
I'm surprised he only averaged 10 yards a catch.
I'm going to guess
I'm surprised by that, too.
Probably made about $1.5 million, I would guess.
That's it?
Maybe two. I'm just guessing.
I think they make more than that, Cakes. If you're a third-round pick, If you're a
I'll double check it, but
well,
I don't
just look it up.
In your fourth year,
he signed a 4-year, $4.9 million deal as a rookie.
Well, then he didn't.
That's where it is.
Made 1.3 this year.
Yeah, I mean, third.
But as a rookie, he made 660.
You could probably sign him for $3 or $4 million, and I think he's totally worth it.
Oh, if you get him for $3.5 or $4 million,
yeah. It's not vital. But again, like I've said the last couple of weeks, they don't have many receivers under contract.
Right,
they've got two. So you're going to have to sign some guys. Mm-hmm. You can't just pluck another six from free agency or draft. I think you have to re-sign at least one or two that you already have.
As long as it makes sense.
And he already knows the
sense.
System. As long as he's good in the locker room.
And he's ascending. Kingsbury must like him.
I wouldn't
him.
Have a problem with
like
it.
Like, they used him when Noah Brown went down. They used him more. Like, yeah. If you like him and you get him at a reasonable price, it makes sense. But that should not preclude them from going after other talented wide receivers.
No, it doesn't.
To the mix.
They need a bunch of them.
He'd be a depth guy.
Which is great.
I have
no problem with that.
I think a 40 to 50 target for him, like range of receptions, is a good target.
But if some team comes out of nowhere and offers him like a 4-year, $40 million
deal. Then you let him go. That's fine.
That's where Adam Peters has to say, best of luck to you.
I don't think there's anybody giving him $10 million.
I think you could sign it for 2 years and $10 million, and he would sign it.
Oh, I think his asking price is going to be higher than five.
I just looked at
max 30 catches.
I just looked at a list. He's not even in the top 30 free agent wide receivers.
Right.
Here.
Maybe you can get him for 7 or 8.
He didn't put him up. He put no numbers up.
I know.
Cakes. How could he?
They've got Noah Brown 23rd. They have Olamide Zaccheaus 21st.
I'm just going by.
Who'd you rather have out of those three guys? Diami Brown,
those three?
Noah Brown, or Olamide Zaccheus?
I'd rather have Diami.
I'd rather have Zaccheus.
The best of those three.
I kind of like Noah.
I like Noah because he's got a little size to him.
I like explosive plays.
But I also
Diami
like
is the most explosive
like
of those three.
Zaccheus is just like a. Just a.
They're
just
all
a
just.
Solid.
They're all blah. They're all of them just.
I tend to agree.
Maybe Noah because he's a little bit bigger, but they're all just.
I like.
You can find a Zaccheus, a Noah, and a Diami on every.
But
every
of those
team.
Three, Diami Brown is the home run hitter of those three.
Although he only averaged 10 yards a catch this year.
But he's more explosive.
I know he had the preseason catch.
Well, he had a 75-yard play in 2020. He had a 51-yard play. I mean,
Noah Brown and Zaccheus, they don't have that in their profile.
Yeah.
The problem is he fumbled twice in back-to-back games in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's unusual for him. Now, he hasn't had a lot of touches. But prior to that, he had one fumble. He had zero in the three previous
games.
I'm
going
to write down my offer to Diami Brown, and I'm going to slide it across to EB and see if
well, I'm already, by the way, you already put it out there. You're going to give him $6 or $7 million.
I'm going to give him 2 years, $10 million.
Now I'm wearing my Adam Peters jacket. All right?
2 years, $10 million.
I'm not giving him $5 million a year.
You're not?
Nope.
All right, here we go. I've got the number.
I mean, you're basically going to 4X his salary.
I'm sliding this across to EB, who's acting as Diami's agent.
Three years. Yeah. Okay, that's
3 years. That's the term.
3 years, 16, 10 million. Yeah, of course I would do that.
Yeah.
I'd sign that
there you go. 3 years, $16.5 million, $10 million guaranteed.
I know he would sign that. I'm not offering that.
You're not?
Nope.
This is too generous of an offer?
Not for a guy who's... You know, gives you 10 yards of catch.
I think you're going to be shocked when you start seeing the numbers come in about 2.5 weeks. Well,
look, I'm not saying he won't get an offer like that. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it.
Okay. By the way, you said Noah Brown's not explosive, and I'm not disagreeing with you overall, but he had a longer catch than Diami Brown this year.
I'm just talking
and his
about,
average yards per catch this year.
It was the Hail Mary, probably.
Has he ever had a game?
That's exactly what it was.
Has he ever had a game like
Diami? He had a 65-yarder.
It was only 52.
Tell me when Noah Brown has a game like Diami had with a garbage can like Carson Wentz throwing him the ball a few years ago. You can't because it's not going to happen with the two long bombs.
I think
he just doesn't have that in his
Diami
profile.
I think Diami could potentially take almost any play to the house. Like, he kind of has that potential.
He's got that skill set. Zaccheus is more of just a tough little grinder.
Yeah, just tough grinder.
And Noah Brown is, he's got skills, but he's more like
possession.
Contested catch.
He's a more possession
bigger body.
Guy. Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Those guys are boring. Sorry.
I don't know. I mean, for the Houston Texans.
They have their role, but
for the
boring.
Houston Texans in 2023, he averaged 17.2 yards a catch, Noah Brown.
Okay.
Andy's had a season where he had...
I'm not backing off my stance. Who would you rather have? Noah Brown or De'Ami Brown?
I just told you I'd rather have Noah.
Hmm. All right. You run your team differently than I do.
It's close because they're different skill sets.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see which one of those guys, if multiple guys, they bring back.
I think they're overstating De'Ami's home run potential and diminishing Noah's.
Look, he has a limited body of work. I mean, he has 59 catches.
I think I'm basing it also on what he did in college, and you can scoff at it, but he was a big he was a downfield threat in college.
Look, I'm not going to die on the De'Ami Brown mountain. Okay, we're talking about a guy who's at best a third wide receiver on your team.
Correct.
Most likely a four.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys have value in a pass-happy league.
The playoff run was encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
The knock, Jason brought it up. I brought it up earlier. He had two fumbles. So it's like you don't want to praise him too much, but he did have 14 catches for him in three playoff games, which is not bad.
But in the three previous years, he had zero fumbles. No, he didn't have a lot
he
of
wasn't,
touches.
He wasn't touchable. Yeah. I mean, he also fumbled.
It's hard to fumble. You don't have the ball.
Yeah.
He also fumbled in the Philly game
mm-hmm.
when they beat Philly.
Critical.
He had one regular season fumble.
Yeah.
You can't fumble when you're not playing.
But
in 63 games, in 59 catches, he had one fumble.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at the fumbles in the last five games. He had three in the last
look,
five.
The ultimate goal for Adam Peters is to have three or four receivers better than De'Ami Brown on the roster at all times.
They're going to upgrade it. If you want to bring back De'Ami, don't have a problem with it. I'm just not giving them 3 years, $17 million.
What are you giving them?
I'm giving 2 years.
2 years and what?
Nine.
Okay, I would sign it.
Well, of course you would sign it.
I mean, you're not really fighting for your client. You're going to sign basically anything.
I might give him less. I might give him 7.5.
I think age is going to ball that up and throw it back in your face.
Right. I don't know if there's going to be that many teams.
You can get better.
Knocking down his door.
Dude, I'm telling you, he.
I don't think he's that hot a commodity.
I don't think he's a hot commodity, but he has a skill set, and he's a proven guy, proven special teams guy, and he proved I think over the last 6 or 7
games. I'll make a bet right now, Valdez, get the book out, that he signs a deal that averages, whether it's with the Commanders or another team, he averages $5 million a season or more on his next deal.
No, I'm not going to bet. That's what I thought. I said anybody? 2 years, 10. 2 years, $10 million.
Any takers?
I don't know the value.
$5 million or more. Jason, you don't want to give him $5 million.
I don't want to give him $5 million. He might because the cap's going up.
I think
and
he's
got
going
a bunt,
to sign for something more than $5 million a year.
I'm just saying he doesn't deserve it.
I'm not saying he deserves it, but I'm just telling you that's the market.
I think he's well.
All right, I'll take the action. Yeah, I'll take the under. Under $5 million average.
Let's go, Valdez.
Put it in the book for $5.
Sure, $5. $5. We're betting $5 million.
We're $5 inflation.
Bet.
We're ramping it up. Yeah. We might have to raise the minimum
it's
bet.
It's called betflation.
Hey, Valdez, new rule. All bets, $5 or more.
I mean, that's prohibitive. You're going from two to
it's
to
inflation.
Five.
Inflation.
I thought we were still at one.
No. No, we had established $2 was the meat.
I'm down with five.
I mean, I went to freaking Burger King the other day and spent $9 on a Whopper.
Of course.
I mean,
did it come with fries?
Yeah. But okay. Still, $9 for a Whopper.
That's a lot.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some college hoops. March Madness around the corner. Mike DeCourcy covers college hoops for the Sporting News. Joins us here on the Junkies.